Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yanki Carmel. Meseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassa Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
We're up to the Mishnah on Afnan Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Amonu l'kain gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kain hedyet, mina erisin l'yoichlu b'truma. That if a kain makes an erisin to an isha that's aser to him, she can't eat truma. Blazer and Reb Shimon argue on Tanakama, and they hold that if a kohen makes an erusin for an isha that's aser to him, she could eat truma. Rashi has two approaches to this sugya, and he comes out lamaskana that he holds the ikur pshat in the Mishnah is that we're talking about Abbas Yisrael, and the issue is that Abbas Yisrael that marries a kohen. So the Kayin has a power and a Kayach to be Meichel, this lady, in Truma. Now, even though usually Erisin is not Meichel Truma, that's only Midrabana. That means Midraisa, it says Kinyan Kasboy, that Kedushin alone has a Kayach to be Meichel Truma. The Rabbanon usually make a Gzera of Simpin and Shematashka, the Sugin Ksubis Nachman Vav, that you're not Meichel Truma min Erisin. But the Mishnah Rishayna comes out in Ksubas that if Tegiyas Man V'Leinisu, if after Erisin you waited a year, which is enough time to get ready for Nisuin, and now you're supposed to do Nisuin, and if he doesn't do Nisuin after a year, you could be Meichel B'Truma. So a Kayin could be Meichel B'Truma with Kedushin alone. And our Mishnah is talking about that you reached the year's time. So really, there should be a Din Truma here. On that, we have a machlekes, or a mayor. With the Blazer of Shimon, if Mishnah Maris labia psula, if a Kedushin, which is oimid to have a bia, which is aser, is such a Kedushin, Michael, Truma, or not? Rashi brings another approach to the sugya, and that's how Tosfos learns Lamaskana. And that is that we're talking about a Bas Kayin, and the issue at hand is, does she lose her right to eat Truma with this marriage? In other words, she is a Bas Kayin who's been eating Truma her whole life. So we want to know, is this Kedushin going to create a Paslus and disallow her from continuing to eat Truma? On that, we have a Machlekes or Meir with the Blazer and Reb Shimon. If Mishtameris Levi Apsula, if you're Eimid to have a Bi Apsula, do you lose your din to eat Truma that you had? In other words, according to Rashi's approach, the point is, does this Kedushin have enough Kayach to be Meichel her in Truma? But according to Tosfos, the issue at hand is, does this Kedushin have enough power to ruin her previous din of eating Truma? Now, it's difficult, according to Tosfos and the first Lashon of Rashi, that the issue at hand is, does this Kedushin passel her from eating Truma? So it's hard to understand. Because every Bas Kayin that makes Kedushin to Yisrael loses her right to eat Truma. Because even though she's a Kehanes, that all gives her a right to eat Truma in her status as a Pnuyah. But the second that she makes Kedushin, there's a Gemara later on, that a Kedushin of Yisrael passels a Isha from eating Truma de Beinasha, from eating Truma mitzad the fact that she's a Bas Kayin. Because of the second that she makes Kedushin to Yisrael, she's out of her father's jurisdiction. She goes into the jurisdiction of her Aris, of the person that was Mekadosher. And since he's a Yisrael, she can't eat Truma anymore. So in the case that a Kayin makes a Kedushin to a Grusha, of course she can't eat Truma to Beinasha. She's out of her father's Rishus. Now she's in the Rishus of the Kayin that was Mekadosher. So it's not really an issue if he's passeling her from eating Truma de Beinasha. Rather, the Shaila should be, is he able to be Meichel her in its present state? Is he able to be Meichel her by the fact that she's engaged and she's Mekadeshes to a Kayin? But the fact that she's a Bas Kayin should play no role in the Sugya. So why is Tosfos and the first round of Rashi explaining the Lashon Peiselis that the issue is, does she lose her right to eat Truma de Beinasha or not? Of course she loses the Truma de Beinasha, and the entire issue is, could she eat mitzad the fact that she's married to a Kayin? Rashi says, the Rimaskumina Erison, that Mishoshen Eskat Shula Elu Kedushi Avera, Nifslo Milecha with Truma de Beinasha. She can't eat Truma de Beinasha anymore in Bas Kainu. Rashi is clearly stating that the issue in the Mishnah, according to the first Lashon, is does this Kedushin passel her from eating Truma de Beinasha? So we're asking, of course she can't eat Truma de Beinasha. The second that she becomes Mureses, she's out of the jurisdiction of her father. So it would seem, and the Chazon Ish actually writes like this in Simen Kuf Lamed Vav and Evan Ezer, that the entire din that a Bas Kohen that becomes Mureses loses her right to eat Truma de Beinasha is only when she's Mureses to Yisrael. But if she's Mureses to a Kohen, since she's not going out of the Shevet of Kahuna, so just like she was able to eat Truma de Beinasha before Kedushin, so too after the Kedushin, she would retain the right to eat Truma, but not mitzad the fact that she's married to a Kohen. Rather, she doesn't have to come on to that. She could still eat Truma by the fact that she's a Bas Kohen, who's been eating Truma her whole life, and she never lost that tzchus with Kedushin to a Kohen. Then we can understand the issue of our Mishnah very clearly. The issue is, does a marriage to a Kohen, or a Kedushin to a Kohen, that's usher to her, and all her bios will be bios psulim, will that make that she loses her right to eat Truma that she always had? If he would be a Kohen Kasher, then since the bios aksherois, there would be no reason to lose the Truma de Beinasha. But here, that the Kedushin is a Kedushin Avera, and the bios are bios psulois, so there's a machlekes tanayim, if mishtameres la bios psulois, will take away her right to eat Truma de Beinasha. Now we'll start the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Yisoid HaMachloikis of Reb Meir with Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon is Mishtameres L'Biya Psula Deraisa, is she Achlo or not? If someone that's Eimid with this Kedushin to do a Biya Asura, does she lose her din Truma or not? The Karen Aira asks a very important question, that the Gemara brings a brisa right after our Mishnah that Reb Meir has a Kal V'Chaymer from Kedushei Rishus that Madach Kedushei Rishus are not Michael Truma. So of course Kedushei Avera are not Michael Truma. So the Karen Aira asks that this seems to be a different reason than Mishnah Meir Sabi Apsula. Reb Meir is not saying that you're not eating Truma because you're Oymid to have a Biasura. Rather he's saying that if Kedushei Rishus can't be Michael, so Kedushei Avera are not going to be stronger than Kedushei Rishus. But it does not sound like the fact that you're aiming to do an Avera is the reasoning that you're losing Truma. Because by Kedushei Rishus, there's no Avera. And you're not Michael because you're Yisrael. So if he's learning out of Kal V'Chaymer from there, in a case when there's no Avera, so obviously his reasoning cannot be that the Avera is causing you to lose Truma, rather, that you're nothing more than a Yisrael. You're not better than a Yisrael. If a Yisrael can't be Michael, so a Kohen, in a situation when there's an Avera, is not stronger than a Yisrael. But it's not the fact that you're aiming to do Avera that's causing you not to eat Truma. Because if it was the Avera that was causing you not to eat Truma, there'd be no dimion to a case of Yisrael. So the Karen Ayur says, Eina Chanami. Remeir's Iker reason is Mishtameres L'Bi Apsula. His reasoning is any Kedushin that creates that you're Oymid and you're bound to do a Bia Avera, such a Kedushin is not Michael Truma. This that he said at Kal V'Chaymer is L'Divrayim D'Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Kamar. L'Didi, I personally hold, Reb Meir says, that if you're Mishtameres L'Bi Apsula, you can't eat. But even according to you, that you don't hold a Mishtameres L'Bi Apsula, you should agree to the Kal V'Chaymer. Now, lulei the Karen Aira, one would have learned the Gemara that the Kal V'Chaymer is somehow telling us a proof that is a svara of Mishtameres L'Bi Apsula. But the Karen Aira is not learning like that. And really, it's muchach like the Karen Aira. Because there's a Tosfos on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, and the Ritva in our Sugya says the same thing. They say that the svara of Mishtameres L'Bi Apsula only passels midrabana. That means, midaraisa, the Torah says, kinin kaspe, that any Kedushin to a Kohen is Michael Truma. The Rabbanon said that if the Kedushim was made to a Kayin, which is aimed to have a Bia Psula, we're not going to be Michael with this Kedushin Truma. We can't allow a Kedushi Avera to be Michael Truma. But Midiraisa, Kinyin Kasbei Amarachmana. And you did a Kinyin Kasbei. So the Aruch Lener asks, on Taisa Nathan Zayin on base, that our Gemara brings a Kal V'Chaymer. So clearly, Remeir is Deraisa. As we know, a Kal V'Chaymer is a Sfar Deraisa. So how could Taisus and the Ritva say that Mishdameris Labi Apsula is only a Midrabanon? He does not answer this question. But you see that Mishdameris Labi Apsula is not something that's learnt out of the Kal V'Chaymer. If you would learn that the Kal V'Chaymer is telling us, it's proving to us, that if even a Yisrael is not Michael, then for sure Kedushi Avera will say the Svara of Mishdameris Labi Apsula, then it would be Deraisa. Kal V'Chaymer is always Deraisa. It must be that Mishdameris Labi Apsula is not from the Kal V'Chaymer, therefore it's only Midrabanan. Now the Aruch Lener is asking, how could it be Midrabanan if we have a Kal V'Chaymer which should say it's Deraisa? We don't know the answer to that question. But we do see that it's clear that the Kal V'Chaymer is not just coming to tell us that it's Mishdameris Labi Apsula, rather it's a totally separate Svara, which leads to the Karenari's question, what is the main reasoning of Rav Meir? And you'll have to say the Teretz of the Karenari, that Rav Meir's Iker reason is Mishdameris Labi Apsula, and the entire Kal V'Chaymer is just L'Divrayim of Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon. Now it comes out a very strange point, really putting the Aruch Lener's question on the Karen Ira, because according to the Karen Ira, the main reasoning is Mishdameris Labi Apsula, and the Kal V'Chaymer is his taina on Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon. But if the Kal V'Chaymer would tell us that it's the Raisa, and Rav Meir himself holds only the Rabbanon, so we see that clearly that he himself did not really hold of the Kal V'Chaymer. So it's hard to understand what exactly his taina on Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon is, which is really the Aruch Lener's question that the Kal V'Chaymer is much stronger than the Svara of Mishdameris Labi Apsula. Now we'll go to the Gemara on Nafdan Zayin Amin Aleph. The Gemara has said that the Machlekes in the Mishnah boils down to a Kayin that's Meichel B'Makam Acher, but he's Mishdameris Labi Apsula. Rameir says you can't be Michael because anyone that's Mishdameris Labi Apsula does not have a kayak to be Michael. And Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon hold that even though you're Mishdameris Labi Apsula, but since you have a kayak to be Michael b'makam acher, you are a kayin, and you have ways that you can be Michael Truma, therefore, even in a case where you're Mishdameris Labi Apsula, you will be Michael. The Gemara says that Rav Eishiya said that Apsua Daka is Taloi in the Machlaikis, Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon, because he Mishdameris Labi Apsula. The Gemara asked, but where do we have a case that a Psua Daka could be Michael and Truma? So Abaye said, we have a case, Hayulu Machila B'la Yada. Since if he married a lady, and subsequently he became a Psua Daka, in that case she would still eat Truma. So we have a case that a Psua Daka could marry someone, and she'll eat truma. Rava said it's not a raya, because this that she eats is because shekvar achla. Abaye said shekvar achla lo yamina. And we have to understand what exactly is the svara of shekvar achla. Why should someone eat based on the fact that she ate previously if right now we do not have a siba for her to eat? For example, by a behema. So the halacha is a behema of a kayin could eat truma. But it's obvious, if right now the Kayin would be in a situation where he does not have power to feed his behema truma, we're not going to say that the behema could still eat truma because it used to be able to eat truma. So why by an Eishes Kayin are we saying that even though right now her husband, which is her entire kayach to eat truma, is coming from her relationship with her husband, and now her husband does not have a power to be Michael Truma, why should we say that since she used to eat truma, she could still eat truma? So Rabbi Chanan, Kavitz Aris, Simen Memzayin, Oizdalid, proves from here a very fundamental yesod in understanding why an Eishes Kayin eats truma. One can clarify, does an Eishes Kayin eat Truma similar to the halacha that we find that a Kayin could feed his Avadim Truma, he could feed his Behemah Truma, so too he can feed his wife Truma. She's allowed to eat Truma midin that a Kayin could give Truma and give a schus to eat Truma to people that are under his jurisdiction. Or we'll say that just like a Kayin eats Truma, so too a Kayhenes eats Truma. That means just like we find that a Bas Kayin could eat Truma, so too an Ashes Kayin becomes a Kayhenes. What does Kayhenes mean? Either someone born to a Kayin or someone that married a Kayin. Any person that's a Kayhenes could eat Truma. That means she's not eating Truma today because she's married to a Kayin. Rather, because she's married to a Kayin, she herself is a Kayhenes and she eats because of her own right. That's what Rav is saying. Rav is saying, what's your proof that a Psua Daka is Michael B'makam Acher? That means you found a case that a Psua Daka could be Michael Truma. Rav says a Psua Daka is never Michael Truma. This that his wife eats after he becomes a Psua Daka is nothing more than she retains her Teiras Kayhenes. She was a Kayhenes till now. She's still a Kayhenes. She's still married to a Kayin. Even though she can't be Boil him because he's a Psua Daka and there's an Isser Bia now, but that's not going to affect her status as a Kayhenes. So we have no proof that he's being Michael her. Rather, through his marriage, he made that she could be Michael herself. Once you say this, Abaye and Rava's Shakal V'Tarya is very clear. Abaye says, Shekvar Ochla Lo'er Minan. We don't say that she's eating today because she previously ate. Rather, she's eating because the Psua Daka is giving her a din to eat. Tila Temahachi, Bas Yisrael, Shenisis L'Kainu Meis, Teichu, Shekvar Ochla. Abaye says, every Bas Yisrael marries a Kayin, so she could eat Truma. Now when he dies, she can't eat Truma anymore. Why can't she eat Truma? Why don't we say, Shekvar Ochla? Since she used to eat, she keeps eating. So Rava says back, no, Hasam Paka Kinyane, Hacha Lai Paka Kinyane. This that she ate while she was married is because she became a Kehenes. That's the Svara of Shekvar Ochla. But she's only a Kehenes if she's married to a Kayin. So if the Kayin dies, it's Paka Kinyane, and she loses her Shem Kehenes. That's why she can't eat Truma. But in the case of a Psua Daka, where the marriage is still intact, so she's still a Eishes Kayin. So she still has a Shem Kehenes. And since she was eating till now, she's going to keep eating. So the Machlokes Abaye and Rava is, Abaye says, I have a proof they don't say Shekvar Ochla. So Rava said back, the entire Svara of Shekvar Ochla is all because she has a Shem Kehenes. That only applies if she's actually married to a Kayin at the time that we want to know if she could eat Truma. If right now you're married to a Kayin, so now you have a Shem Kehenes, so we say if you were already eating, and that means, that tells us that you received a Shem Kehenes, so if you received the Shem Kehenes and you're still married to a Kayin, so you retain your Shem Kehenes. But if it's Paka Kinyane and you're not married to a Kayin anymore, so you'll lose your Shem Kehenes, so you will not eat. The Gemara goes on, Rabbi Yechanan had a Shaila. Psua Daka Kayin, if a Psua Daka marries the daughter of Gerim, could he be Michael her in Truma? Now, the basis of this question is, as the Gemara goes on to say, we have to understand if a Psua Daka still has the status of a Kayin, because a Kayin cannot marry Bas Gerim. So do we say that a Psua Daka is b'kedushas e'kaima? You retain the kedusha of Kayin, and therefore you can't marry a Ger? Or he lost his kedushas Kayin, and he could marry a Ger? That's one issue we have to deal with. And the other issue in the Gemara is a Geyres considered part of the Kahal to have an Isser to marry a Psua Daka? Do we say Kahal Ger Ikri Kahal or not? In other words, we have to deal with the Isser Kayin to Geiris and the Isser Psua Daka to Kahal. Now, the Gemara asked the question, B'negea, if you can be Michael her in Truma. Now, really, the basis of the Shaila is nothing more than, is this a heter dika marriage or not? And Rav Kivager points this out. And he doesn't answer this question, but he asks, why didn't the Gemara just ask simply, could a Psua Daka Kayin marry a Bas Gerim? Why did we get involved in Truma? And he remains Betzarachin. Now, the Gemara says two steps to explain why they had trouble understanding the question. They say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's for sure Aser, and therefore Lo Yachla. According to Rabbi Yaisi, it's for sure Mutter, and therefore Achla. Now, in explaining the two steps, the Gemara says like this. If it's B'gdushas Eikaima, then they don't understand, because since Rabbi Yehuda holds in Kedushin, that a Bas Ger is Kabas Chol Zachar, so every Bas Ger is a Chalala, therefore, of course, you can't eat Truma. So if he's a Kayin, and he's not allowed to marry a Geiris, so obviously she can't eat Truma. I'll tell me that maybe La B'Gdushas Eikai, maybe he loses his status as a Kayin, because a Psua Daka is not a full-fledged Kedushas Kayin. Therefore, maybe he could marry a Geiris, mitzah the fact that he's a Kayin. Mar says it's still a problem, and you can't be Michael Truma, because Kal Geir Mikri Kahal, Yehuda holds in Kedushin, that Gerim are Nechlal in Kahal Hashem, and they have an Issur to marry a Psua Daka. Now, it's clear in the Gemara an unbelievable Chiddush. Even if a Psua Daka is not B'Gidushas Eikaima, to the extent that we're allowing this Kayin to marry a Geiris, but still the Gemara held that he would be Maichel and Truma. Because the Gemara said, the reason you can't eat, if not B'Gidushas Eikai, is because Kahal Gerim Ikri Kahal. But if not for that fact, if Kahal Gerim is not Ikri Kahal, and Geiris is allowed to marry a Psua Daka, then you would be Maichel Truma, even though we're going now in the second step of the Gemara, that he's Lav B'Gidushas Eikai. So this is actually a big machloikis ha-paiskim in Siman Hay in Evan Ezer. The Beis Shmuel says that La B'Gidushas Eikai does not mean that he does not have Kedushas Kayin. Of course he has Kedushas Kayin, and he can't marry a Grusha. The only thing we ever find that we say La B'Gidushas Eikai is B'nei Geya marrying a Geyeris. And he says a Svara that L'maisa Geyeris is not Mefurish B'Taira. The Taira never asks Geyeris. The Taira asks a Zayna. Now we know that a Geyeris is usually a Zayna. But since it never says Mefurish that a Kohen can't marry a Geyeris, therefore, on that we'll say La B'Gidushas Eikaima. He does not have full Kedushas Kayin, and he's allowed to marry a Geyeris. But of course, you cannot marry a Mamzer because he's really a regular Kayin, which would be very clear to learn our Gemara, that even if La B'Gidushas Eikaima, of course, you can be Maichel and Truma because he's a Kayin. There's a special halacha, B'nai Geya marrying a Geyeris, that will say La B'Gidushas Eikai. However, the Chalkas Mechaikik argues on the Beis Shmuel, and he says that since we paskin La B'Gidushas Eikai, that a Psua Daka Kayin is not a full-fledged Kayin, and he could marry a Geyeris, Hu Adin, he could marry a Grusha, because he's not a full-fledged Kayin. And he asks from our Gemara, aye, the Gemara says in Yevamos that even if La B'Gidushas Eikaima, he could still be Michael, his Isha, Betruma. And if he's not a full-fledged Kayin, why could he be Michael, his wife, Betruma? So the Chalkas Mechaikik says, it's not a raya. Da afilu avodim eichlin truma. Now he doesn't explain what he means, but seemingly he's saying is, there's no raya from the fact that someone could eat truma that he has Kedushas Kayin. Does an Eved, the Eved Kanani, have Kedushas Kayin? Of course not. But the halacha is, if a Kayin owns an Eved, the Eved could eat Truma. So just because the Gemara has a tzad, that a Psua Daka Kayin could be Michael Truma to his wife, that does not tell us that he really has Kedushas Kayin for everything, and Geiris is a Yotzim in a Klal. Rather, we'll say that he has no Kedushas Kayin, like the Pashtus HaGemara, Pashtus HaLoshin, the lav b'kedushasei kaima. But truma he could eat, because just like an eved could eat truma, so too a psua daka kayin could eat truma, and the avana is that he'll eat midin ben kayin. He himself is not a kayin, but he's not worse than an eved, because an eved eats because he's owned by a kayin, and he'll eat because he's a son of a kayin. So just like a kayin could be meichel his eved, so too a kayin could be meichel his son. So every son, besides being a kayin, can also eat because he's a son of a kayin. So a psua daka kayin is la b'kedushasei kaima. He cannot eat really because of his own kayach. However, he will have a din kahuna legabe truma misad this, that he's a son of a kayin. Now we'll go to the Gemara on Amud Beis. Gemara has a machlokes Rav and Shmuel if yesh chuppah l'psulos or ein chuppah l'psulos. Rashi explains that the case is that you made a chuppah without a kedushin. Rashi's lashon is umeikaranami leikitcha afilu hachi pasla mitshuma d'meinasha. Even though there's no kedushin, all you're doing is making a chuppah. Still, Rav holds the chuppah is chal, and it will passel her from eating truma d'meinasha, since he's a adam that's aser to her. We're talking about the cases of our Mishnah. That's a kohen gadol to almana or a kohen to a grusha. And even though he didn't make a kedushin, but with that chuppah alone, it's going to be chal the din of our Mishnah that she cannot eat truma. Shmuel says, "Ein chuppah l'psulais." The chuppah is not chal. Nothing happened. Therefore, she can still eat truma. Now the question is, what does it mean a chuppah without kedushin? We know that a chuppah is usually what you'd use to do a nesu'in. That after doing a kedushin, which is kesef, shtar, or bir, then you make a chuppah, which makes a din nesu'in, which has more halachas than a regular kedushin. It's negeya. The Gemara always uses the nafkaminas of tumah, yerusha, and afara. Now she's a full-fledged wife. You're totally married. That's nesu'in. Now our Gemara is talking about you made the chuppah before the kedushin. If you make the chuppah before the kedushin, l'chayra, nothing happens. And if nothing happens, why should the halacha be that she becomes nifsalas from eating truma? So Taisvis says that Rashi must understand the machlekes in Rav and Shmuel, that they're both understanding like Rav Huna. Rav Huna has a chiddush in kedushin that you can make kedushin with chuppah. That madach a chuppah can make a nesu'in, and kesef shtar and bia cannot make a nesu'in. So you see, chuppah is better than kesef shtar and bia. So if kesef shtar and bia can make kedushin, so of course chuppah can make kedushin. The entire machlokes Rav and Shmuel is, could you make a chuppah to a psulos? That means this halacha that a chuppah makes kedushin, Rav says, is even a chuppah to someone that's pasul to you. Shmuel holds ein chuppah l'psulos. You cannot make a chuppah to someone that's pasul to you. Only someone that's kosher to you could have a chuppah. But if they're pasul, the parsha of chuppah was never said, and therefore she would not be nifseles from eating truma. Now, according to Taisvis' understanding of Rashi, that everyone holds like Rav Huna that a chuppah is kaina, and they're just arguing if a chuppah works for psulos, we have to understand the two stadim. Why should it work? Why shouldn't it work? There's a beautiful Rav Aaron in Kedushin, Siman Ches, Sivkot and Zayin. Rav Aaron says a very simple approach. There's a basic machlokes rishonim. What is a chuppah? The Rambam says chuppah means yichud, that the husband and wife go privately into a room, and by doing that, they become husband and wife. That creates nesu'in. And that's what we mean when we say the word chuppah. The Ran, in the beginning of Ksubas, argues, and he says, that's not a chuppah. A chuppah has to be something that shows me being kind to her. And the way to do a chuppah is by bringing her into your rishus, by bringing her into your house. When she comes into your rishus, that creates a situation of her being tachas, your jurisdiction, and therefore, you'll become husband and wife. So Rabbi Aaron says, if you understand chuppah, that we're referring to a hachnas l'rishusai, bringing her into your rishus, so there's no reason why, by a possible person, you shouldn't be able to say, I made a chuppah. A chuppah is bringing you into my rishus. So why should I care if you're possible or not? There's no correlation between a chuppah and a bia. Chuppah is nothing more than just like you can make a mashicha and you drag something into your rishus, so too you could bring a lady into your rishus. So why should we care if you're kosher or possible, if you can do bia, if you can't do a bia? If you do a chuppah, which is an act of bringing her into your rishus, you made kinyan chuppah. But if you learn like the Rambam, that the yisayit of chuppah is yichud, now the yisayit of yichud is preparing her and setting up for a bia. It's like a haschal as bia. If you go privately, secluded, into a room, you are acting in a way that precedes and leads to a bia. And when you do that, you become husband and wife. That's what produces nesu'in. So we can understand very well why Shmuel would say, "Ein chuppah l'psulos." If you bring a isha into a room, you do a yichud that cannot produce a bia, that cannot come to a bia, we're not going to say that the chuppah is kaina. Because the whole point of chuppah is that you're acting as a husband and wife by doing things, by doing an act of yichud, which brings about a bia. And since this kayin is usher to this grusha, so this yichud is not something that's able to bring about a bia, therefore you will not be kayin. Now there's a big question on this pshat, because the Gemara at the end of the Amud says, Rami Bar Chama holds that chuppah l'psulos is taloi in the machlokes in our Mishnah. If you hold mishtaberes l'bia psula, cannot eat truma, so too by a chuppah you can eat truma. But if you hold that mishtameres l'bia psula could eat truma, so by chuppah you could eat truma. The Gemara says, it's not taloi. Gemara on the top of the Afnim Ches and Aleph. Gemara says, Ad kan like amra meir hasam el b'ketushin nekanila. Remeir only said that mishtameres l'bia psula is possible for meaning truma when something was chal. Av a chuppah de l'ikanila loy. A chuppah that did not work, then you're not going to say that your mishtameres l'bia psula. So there's a beferish of Gemara that the chuppah does not work. So how could Tosfos say that Rav and Shmuel, according to Rashi, hold like Rav Huna that a chuppah is kind of kedushin? The Gemara says you're not kind of. So the Tosfos Rishonim actually asked this question on the side of the Gemara, Nafnan Zayin Obeis Ois Aleph, and he changes the girsa. He says, don't be gairis chuppah diloi kana, rather be gairis chuppah loi kanila. Take out the dalet. What he means is, our girsa is chuppah diloi kanila, and means chuppah is not something that could be kaina, so therefore, you're not possible. On that, the Tosfos Yeshanim is asking that, according to Rav Huna, chuppah is kaina. If you go without a dalid, what we're saying is chuppah loikadila. Chuppah by apsulis is not kaina. That means that really, in essence, we could hold like Rav Huna, that a chuppah is kaina. But Rami Bar Chama's tliya that chuppah l'psulis is tali in Rameir and Rav Lazar and Shimon, on that the Gemara says, maybe chuppah is worse. Chuppah by apsulis is not kaina, so you will not say the mishtameris l'bi apsula. Now, even though Tosfos explains Rashi that Rav and Shmuel are going like Rav Huna, but Rav Rishonim argue on Tosfos, and they explain Rashi, this is the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ritva, they all learn Rashi that Rav and Shmuel both do not hold like Rav Huna, and Chuppah is not Kaina. And still, we're going to say Yesh Chuppah L'Psulais, that would somehow passel her from eating Truma. The Ritva explains this pshat, and his lashon is Akibon shezimna. She prepared herself. The karva atzma labia pasla. Since she brought herself closer to a bia, it's pasla. So it's a very vague lashon, but it seems that what he's saying is that there's an iser derabanan for an isha to eat truma when she did a strong step in the direction of marrying a possible person, and even though actually nothing was chal, so in actuality she's a total pnuya, but since she did something that's considered a hiskarvis, a close step in getting married to a possible person, therefore she can't eat truma. And it's in din derabanan that any person that does any act, even if nothing was actually chal, but if you do an act of hiskarvis to a bia psula, we do not let you eat truma. Now really, Rashi's lashon is very mashma, such a pshat, because Rashi said, chuppah kiknisas bi'ilo damya. And according to Tosfos, chuppah was working with regular gidrei kinyanim of kedushin, just like kesef shtar and piyah made kedushin, so too chuppah made kedushin. The whole machlokes Rav and Shmuel was, if chuppah, yesh chuppah lepsulais, or ain chuppah lepsulais. Was the din of chuppah said, was Rav Huna's din said, b'negei apsulais. Rashi's mashma like these other Rishonim, that the yisoid of this iser is because chuppah is like a knisas b'ilo damya. That the yisoid of this iser is that chuppah is a kiruv and a hiskarvis to a bia. Now, there are two ways to understand what these Rishonim mean in the pshat of Rashi. They're saying that chuppah is hiskarvis to bia and therefore it's possible. Do they mean that there's an issur of mishtameres l'biya psula, that even though usually on a regular kedushin there's a machlokes tanaim in our mishnah if mishtameres l'biya psula passes, but over here that he made a chuppah, which is a very strong hiskarvis to biya, then everyone agrees that mishtameres l'biya psula passes. So the psul over here is similar to Remeir's psul in our mishnah, just like Remeir passels in our mishnah every kedushin because you're mishtameres l'biya psula. So Rav is saying yesh chuppah l'psulais, which passels according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon also because chuppah is k'knisas b'ilo damya, so you have mishtameres l'biya psula. Now, if you understand it like that, that it's exactly like Remeir's kedushin, then you'll have the kula of our mishnah. Our mishnah says that in this armalu, in this garshu, mina erisin, and no bia was ever done, so you never became a halala. So even like Remeir, you could eat truma. Because the whole problem, the whole reason you couldn't eat truma is because you were oimid, and you were mishtameres for a bia psula. But once you're in this armalu, in this garshu, so you're not mishtameres la bia psula anymore, you could go back to eating truma. So the Yamsha Shleima says that according to these Rishayim in Rashi, you could go back to eating truma after an Itz'armalu and Itz'kashu. Since the entire psul, Rashi says, is that a chuppah is yiknisas bila damya, which he understands means that your mishtameres will be a psula according to everybody. Even Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon agree that by chuppah, your mishtameres will be a psula. Since that's the entire psul, so after Nis'amlu and Nis'gasha, you would be able to go and eat truma. However, this is not so simple, because the Rambam, the Pashtas, holds like Rashi also. The Rambam brings down our sugya that he made a chuppah without a kedushin. And you can't learn, like Tosfos said in Rashi, that we're going according to Rav Huna, that chuppah is kind of kinyan of kedushin, because the Rambam does not hold like Rav Huna. So if the Rambam does not hold like Rav Huna, that chuppah is kind of, so why do we say yesh chuppah l'psulais? So the Lecha Mishnah speaks it out, and most nice to Kalim learn like this also. The Rambam must hold like Rashi, based on these Rishonim that we just said, that a chuppah, even though midraisa nothing's really happening, but the Rabbanan passed her from eating truma because a chuppah is kiknisas b'ila. The Radvaz says in Hilchos Trumas, Perek Zayin, Halacha Chaf Aleph, that according to the Rambam, in this armalu la'achar chuppah, psula, that even if you become this armalu now, you're going to be puzzle because Rambam says chuppah k'nesuin. So we see the Radvaz argues on the Yamsha Shleima. The Yamsha Shleima had said that when we say chuppah is kinesuin or chuppah is kibiyo, all we mean is an upgraded version of Mishnah Meres L'biya Psula that even Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon would agree to this level. So he said that by Nis'armel and Nis'gashu, you could eat truma. The Radvaz says, since the Rambam holds chuppah kinesuin, which most Nisei Kalim say means that the Rambam is learning, like the Rishonim and Rashi, that there's an Isser Derabanan after Nisuin, that even though nothing's Chal, you still can't eat Truma. The Ritvaz says that according to the Rambam, even this Amu and this Gashri, you can't eat Truma, because this Chuppah is like a Nisuin. Now this Pshat, that Chuppah is like a Nisuin, and we treat it with the Dine Nisuin of our Mishnah, that in this Amlu and this Gashu and an Asuin you can't eat, needs beer, because the whole Yisod of the Mishnah, Rashi said, is that after Nisuin, since there was a beer here, so therefore she becomes a Chalala and she can't eat Truma. But if you do a Chuppah without a beer, so how could we say that you're like a Nisua, that you can't eat Truma? There's no Mila to Nisua, other than there was a beer here. But if there's no beer, why should we say that a chuppah is like a nesua? So the Achronim say that the Rambam obviously holds, and you have to say this in Taisvus that we'll see soon, that chuppah kinesua means the Rabbanon treated a chuppah like a beer, since the Rambam actually uses this lashon a few times. Every nasui is becheskas nivola. Every married person, we have a right to assume, did a beer. So even if we know you didn't do a bia, the Rabbanon said we treat a chuppah like a nevelas. We treat every chuppah as if we know you did a bia, and therefore, just like if you did a bia, you become a chalala and you're nifsala from eating truma, so to every chuppah would be nifsala from eating truma. So b'kitzer, we have two ways to understand these rishonim, that a chuppah is kiknisas biladamia, and even though nothing was chal midaraisa, still we're saying that you're not eating truma. Is this an upgraded version of Mishnah Meres L'Bi Apsula, like the Yamshel Shlema learns? Or we'll say like the Ritvaz, based on the Lashon of the Rambam, that Chuppah is Kiknisas Bila Damia, means that we treat you like a Nesua, Pirish, we treat you like a Vade Neveles, that even though you were Neveles, since Chuppah usually has with it a Bia, therefore you get a Din Neveles, which would not let you eat truma. Now, so far, we had two pshatim in the sugya of yesh chuppah l'psulais, either with a kinyan deraisa or without a kinyan deraisa, but both pshatim were going that we're dealing with the chuppah before the kedushin. Tosfos in the Bermaskel Rab at the end of Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Tam that we're talking about a standard chuppah of after kedushin. You made kedushin, and now you made a chuppah. Now, if you make kedushin and now you made a chuppah, since she's a pasul to this person, so how could Shmuel say ein chuppah l'psulos, which seemingly means that l'kulei alma she could eat truma? But don't we know in our Mishnah that our Meir already said that any kedushei avera you can't eat truma? So how could Rav and Shmuel argue bepashtus according to every Tana? Because only Rav Merchama said that this is Taloi, the Shaila of Chuppah L'Psulos is Taloi in Rav Meir and Rav Lazar and Rav Shimon. But Pashtus, Rav and Shmuel are going according to Kulei Alma. That means Shmuel is saying Ein Chuppah L'Psulos even according to Rav Meir. So Taisus asks on himself, how could we say that Shmuel is saying Ein Chuppah L'Psulos and therefore she could eat Truma even in a case when you made Kedushin and a subsequent Chuppah? On that, Taisus explains that we're talking about Nis'armelu and Nis'gashu. And the Mishnah said that according to Rameir, by Nis'armelu and Nis'gashu and Erisin, you go back to eating Truma, since the only reason you couldn't eat Truma is because you're Oymid for a Bia Psula. So after Nis'armelu and Nis'gashu, you go back to eating Truma. So the Machoik is Rav and Shmuel is in a case when you made Kedushin, then a Chuppah, then he died. There was no Bia, so you're not a Chalala. So if the chuppah is chal, Taisa's lashon is that chuppah is chashiva kabia lifsa. The chuppah alone would pasul and would not allow her to return to eating truma. But if the chuppah is not chal, then she's on the same level as every nis'armala and nis'gashim and the erisin, which we said in our Mishnah, could resume eating truma, and you would be allowed to eat truma. What does Taisa mean in this line that according to Rav, a chuppah is like a bia, and it's going to pass you from eating truma? He must mean, like we said in the Rambam before, there's a din derabanan that since a chuppah usually comes with a bia, that a regular nesuin is becheskas shenivala, therefore the rabanan treated her like a neveles, and she can't eat truma. But we're only going to say that we treat her like a nevelas if the chuppah was chal. If a chuppah was chal, and a chuppah is something that usually has with it a bia, therefore, we treat the chuppah like a nevelas, and she can't eat truma. So we come out with three mahalchim in the sugya. You have Rashi, according to Rav Rishonim, that we're talking about a chuppah without a bia, and it doesn't work, but the Rabbanan asked you from eating truma. Tosfos, in the first pshat, when he was explaining Rashi, he explained that we're going according to Rav Huna, that chuppah is kaina, and Rabbeinu Tam learns that we're talking about a chuppah after a kedushin. Now, the Rambam paskins that a chuppah's nida is not kaina, because you need a chuppah haroi labia. And since a nida is aser to be boiled, therefore any chuppah done with a nida is not chal, and you have to redo the chuppah. The Ran, Daf Beis and Ksubas, asked from our Gemara. He asked, the Gemara says, in Abol Yevimtoi, Daf Nun Zayin Amar Beis, Abaferish Gemara, Omar Rav, Yesh Chuppah L'Psulois, and that's how we paskin, that a possible person could have a chuppah, even though it's not Royal Abiyah, the chuppah is still Chal, so you see a clear Gemara that you do not need chuppah Haro'i L'Biyah. Now, one can simply say that this is totally in how you learn our Gemara. This question of the Ran really only makes sense according to Rabbeinu Tam, and that would be seemingly how the Ran learned. That we're talking about a regular chuppah, you made Kedushin, and then you made a chuppah, and Rav is saying the chuppah is chal, even though you're not Royal Abiyah. So the Ran asks on the Rambam, how could you say that you need chuppah Royal Abiyah if the Gemara says, Yevamos Nun Zayin Rameis, that a regular chuppah done after a kedushin does not need to be roi labia. So the Lacha Mishnah says, a beautiful teretz. Lacha Mishnah says, the Rambam learned our Gemara, similar to Rashi, that we're talking about a chuppah done before kedushin, and the chuppah does not work, and the entire issue of our sugya is to pasul truma, because there's a special gzeirah derabanan that if you do a chuppah, which is k'knisas pe'ilah, we do not let you eat truma. But midaraisa, b'negeya, tuma, yerusha, fara, if the chuppah actually works, the Rambam has no problem holding that ein chuppah ela imkein roi labia. Only a chuppah that's roi to do a bia afterwards is chal, but a chuppah that's not roi to do a bia is not chal. Now, the Beis Meir has an answer for the Rambam, even if you learn the Gemara like the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam, that we're talking about a real chuppah done after a kedushin, and the Gemara is saying yesh chuppah l'psulois, that it's chal midaraisa. So the question on the Rambam is, so we have a beferish Gemara that we do not need a chuppah haroi labia, even a chuppah that's not roi labia is chal. The Beis Meir answers in Eben Ezra Siman Samach Aleph, there are two chalakim to every chuppah. On one hand, there's a kinyan taking place. You're kind of the isha with the chuppah for tuma, yerusha, and hafara. She is now your full-fledged wife. You were kind of her, and you have dinei nesuin. But besides that, the halacha is that every arusa, you can't be boil. There's an ister to be boil arusa, even though you made a kedushin, and anyone else that's boil her is going to be chayv misa, and you're not going to have a chayv misa. But the heter to be boil a isha is only chal with nesuin. That chelik of nesuin, that's matir to isha for bia, is not really a kinyan. It's more a heter ishus. Now you can act like husband and wife once you make nesuin. These two chalakim are not necessarily tali habaha. You could have one without the other. Therefore, the Rambam holds that when the Gemara says yesh chuppah l'psulais, that's not a raya that the chuppah made a kinyan of Yerusha Tumen Afara. All we see from the Gemara in Yevamos is that the chuppah was chal for something. The Rambam holds all that was chal is the heter ishus, that you could now go and be boiled this lady. Now actually, in the case of our Gemara, she's pasul, but it means the iser to be boiled arusasai goes off with the chuppah. That's all we're saying in our Gemara. And the Beis Meir adds on a chiddush that the din of truma would be toloi in the din chuppah of heter bir. And the svara of that is not so shver, because we already said that the chuppah is being treated like a bir because it's a hiskarvus and a lead up to a bir. And since the chuppah that's working is midin the heter bir, so it makes a lot of sense to say that such a chuppah would passel you from eating truma. Since you did a chuppah, which is chal midaraisa to be matter a bir, therefore the rabbanan treated this chuppah like a bir to a person that's passel to you, and therefore you can't eat truma. But when you dan legabe hafara, tuma, and yerusha, there the Rambam says that you're not kaina, because a chuppah that's not royal a bir is not going to make a kinyan deraisa, even though it will be chal deraisa the heter bir. And the Beis Meir is medayik this in the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says a chuppah that's not royal abiyah is not goymer the nesuin. So he explains, you don't have the full dinei nesuin of the kinyan of tumah yerusha and hafara, but you would have a heter bir. So we have two mahalchim for the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that a chuppah that's not royal abiyah doesn't work. The Ran asked from our Gemara that we paskin yesh chuppah l'psulais, we paskin like Rav. On that, the Lacha Mishnah says, Rav never meant anything deraisa. Rav's actually talking about a chuppah done before Kedushin, and the entire sugya is nothing more than a gzera derabanan that you can't eat truma, because chuppah is as garvas to beer. But nowhere do we say that chuppah can be kind of a deraisa, even though you're not royal a beer. The Beis Meir says, even if you learn, like the Ran, like Rabbeinu Tam, and you learn how a sugya is talking about a chuppah midaraisa, and the chuppah was done after Kedushin, you still don't have a kasha in the Rambam, because you could be mechalik between the heter bia that would be chal by an enei royal bia and the kinyanim of Yerusha Tumah and Afara. There, the Rambam holds they can't be chal if it's a chuppah that's not royal bia.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.